good Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Sean Patrick, and I am blessed to serve as the president of Finish Line Ministries International. And of course, I'm also very thankful to be a member at LifePoint Church and wonderfully appreciative of the opportunity to share a standalone message at the Lewis Center campus this past weekend. So let's jump right into it, right? On Sunday, we talked about what it means to be a difference maker. In a world that seems to be spinning out of control, right? We see that. I contend this. The world needs men and women who will see their time on planet Earth as an opportunity to impact the lives of those who are hurting around them, to impact the lives of those who are desperate, to impact the lives of those who are lost, and ultimately point those same people to Jesus Christ. I believe this. The world needs difference makers. And one of my favorite Old Testament people is Daniel, in part because he's a man whose character impacted his world. On Sunday, we pointed out two character qualities in Daniel's life that he routinely demonstrated. And the demonstration, what's amazing is the demonstration of these character qualities made a significant difference in the lives of many. And so what I want to do today is just review those two character qualities quickly. Number one, Daniel was a man of blameless testimony. If you remember in Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, Daniel is up for a promotion. King Darius is looking for a number two. He's looking for a vice regent, a vice president, if you will. And the scripture tells us that within the king's search, Daniel is recognized. Now, he's recognized as a man of exceptional quality. He's recognized as a man who is trustworthy and incorruptible. He's recognized as a man who is faithful and honest and fair. And ultimately, those qualities won him favor in the eyes of the king. Those qualities made him noticeable to others, and it gave him a platform to do something significant. All of that to say, and I believe this, exceptional qualities lead to extraordinary opportunities. Let me say it again. Exceptional qualities. When you demonstrate exceptional qualities, they will lead to extraordinary opportunities. Number two, I believe this. Our testimony matters. People are watching now more than ever. People are watching our attitude and our actions. And those attitudes and those actions, that's what we say, that's what we do, that's how we carry ourselves. Those attitudes and actions must reflect the person of Jesus Christ. For Daniel, his testimony did that. His testimony mattered, and it reflected the righteousness and goodness of God. He was a man of blameless testimony. But also, the scripture tells us that he was a man of bold conviction. In short, Daniel was given the opportunity. If you remember this, he's given the opportunity to pray to a false god or remain faithful and pray to the one true God. Well, of course, he chooses to pray to the one true God. Now, here's the thing. Daniel was the vice president. He knew the consequences. He knew that if he prayed to the one true God, he would be thrown into the lion's den. And yet he still, this is amazing, he still chose to obey. He refused to give in to the fear and the consequences of the flesh. Instead, he chose to boldly obey God. And here's the thing, right? You and I, we have this same calling upon our lives to boldly stand for truth, to boldly stand for righteousness. Check this. Even if it costs us everything. Daniel was a man of blameless testimony and bold conviction. And now you know the rest of the story, right? Daniel is caught praying. He's thrown into the lions, and a miracle happens. God shuts the mouths of the lions. They do not harm him. They do not devour him. And as a result, King Darius makes an about face and creates a new law that reflects a love and a reverence and an honor for the one true God. Now, here's a question for you, and here's a question for me. Who says one person cannot make a difference in this dark, dying, and sinful world? Daniel did. Daniel was a man of blameless testimony and bold conviction, and it changed the heart of a king. Now, let me encourage you today, pursue the same. You're not going to be perfect at it, neither am I. But let's together make it a point to wake up each and every day and say to the Lord, I know I'm not going to be perfect, but I will strive today to live an obedient, faithful, bold, and difference-making life. Can I pray for you today? Let's pray together. God, we have an amazing example to follow in your servant Daniel. Thank you for his example. Thank you for his life. God, help us to be men and women who, like Daniel, shine brightly in our world. Help us to make a difference. Help us to point people to you. May our testimony, may our attitude and our actions, may they reflect your son, Jesus. And in those moments, God, where we are required, when we are required to stand boldly for you for righteousness' sake, God, give us courage and conviction. Help us to stand. And Lord, may the pursuit of a blameless testimony, and may the pursuit of bold convictions, may you use that to point others to your son, Jesus. In his name I pray, amen. And as we close together today, please take this opportunity to pray these thoughts into your own life.